My name is Mike Potts, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Landco. We're based just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. So what we're here to talk about today are the evolutions and what we're seeing in the security industry. And having been in the security industry for quite some time, I can look back over the past decade and what has actually happened. In our industry, most of the companies we're working with spent the better part of the past 10 years securing the perimeter of the network with intrusion detection, prevention systems, as well as firewalls. And what we're seeing now is that that's simply not enough. It used to be that your best offense was a good defense and lock your doors. Most of our customers have done that, and most of the industry has done that. And now we're in a point in time when people begin to realize that no longer a question of if my network is going to get compromised, it's a question of when. And then the deeper question is, what are you going to do and how quickly are you going to resolve that? And that's what we're seeing here at the RSA conference and the various ways of how companies are dealing with securing those network challenges. And what they're looking to right now, as we look at the RSA keynotes and in other discussion chat rooms, they're trying to make sense of the vast amount of data that they have right now. Specifically, in many cases, there's flow data coming off of switches and routers. It's really the macro data that tells you about the blood flow throughout the circulatory system, the corporate network. And companies are really beginning to look to that macro data to try to figure out what's actually happening on the network and looking at behavior of sorts that begins to change. Because right now we know that many networks are already infected. People didn't even realize it until they began to dig down into this macro data. And what companies are further challenged by is that Art Coviello actually said it pretty succinctly with RSA at the conference yesterday, is that the data speeds and the traffic has multiplied 100x over the past decade. A lot of this is dealing with bring-your-own devices, as you're hearing out here at the conference, virtualization, cloud-based services. IT operators are overwhelmed, and they're now at a point that they really don't have a choice. When the CEO himself is bringing in an iPhone and an iPad, they have to adapt that to the network. And in so doing, we're talking about the perimeter side of it a moment ago. They can no longer deploy choke points at the end of the network. It's too costly. It's too difficult to manage. And we can't put agents on all of these iPhones, iPads, and Blackberries. So there is an emerging different way to manage this onslaught of data. And we're seeing this going back to mining a lot of this information coming off these switches and routers to reconstruct the visibility that everybody's talking about that's actually missing. So these are some of the major trends that that we're seeing, not only as our company, but across the board, whether it be a government entity dealing with cyber warfare, whether it be a large commercial entity, or whether it be a higher education institution, which ironically, the higher education institutions were probably ahead of this curve, because if you think about it, not being a student too long ago, you're using an iPhone or maybe an iPad, if you will, and we're all coming into this corporate network right now, bringing these devices. Well, these IT security officers at the universities, they started to adopt this technology probably ahead of the curve in what we're seeing right now. So these are some of the major trends that we see, and the common theme amongst every one of us out here is that we're trying to keep the good guys secure on the network and the bad guys off the network, and making sure that a bad guy doesn't solicit an interaction with one of these corporate users that propagates perhaps a crime ring or something even more significant to bring a network down. So I would say overall that's what we're seeing, and while we're pretty enthusiastic about some of the things that we're doing as a company to try to take advantage of the current trends.